Come, let us bow down and bend the knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today is Tuesday, March 5th, in the season of Lent. Evening prayers. To you I lift up my eyes, to you enthroned in the heavens. How priceless is your love, O God! Your people take refuge under the shadow of your wings. For with you is the well of life, and in your light we see light. Dear Lord and Father of mankind, forgive our foolish ways. Reclothe us in our rightful mind, and purer lives your service find, and deeper reverence praise. Drop your still dews of quietness till all our strivings cease. Take from our souls the strain and stress, and let our ordered lives confess the beauty of your peace. Breathe through the hearts of our desire your coolness and your balm. Let sense be dumb, let flesh retire. Speak through the earthquake, wind, and fire. O still, small voice of calm. In simple trust like theirs who heard beside the Syrian sea the gracious calling of the Lord, let us, like them, without a word, rise up and follow thee. Come and listen, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for me. The Evening Song. Our steps are directed by the Lord. He strengthens those in whose way he delights. If they stumble, they shall not fall headlong, for the Lord holds them by the hand. I have been young, and now I am old, but never have I seen the righteous forsaken, or their children begging bread. Psalm 37. Come and listen, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for me. Have mercy on me, Lord, have mercy. Lord, show me your love and mercy, for I put my trust in you. And you, Lord, is my hope, and I shall never hope in vain. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. O God, who before the passion of your only begotten Son revealed his glory on the holy mountain, grant that I, beholding by faith the light of his countenance, may be strengthened to bear my cross and be changed into his likeness from glory to glory, through Jesus Christ my Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Blessed be God, who has not rejected my prayer, nor withheld his love from me. May the Lord Almighty grant me and those I love a peaceful night, and a perfect end. Amen.